A state of public emergency was declared in the St. Catherine North Police Division on March 18 as a strategic approach to deal with the escalating crime and violence, particularly murders affecting the area. The citizens have welcomed the enhanced security measure and have forged an alliance with the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defence Force to restore peace. Stay with us to find out more on the other side of the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
A stakeholder working group has been formed in the St. Catherine North Police Division in an effort to sustain the positive results of the state of public emergency in the area. The group, comprising members of the security forces, political representatives, business leaders, community leaders, and the church, was formed at a recent stakeholder meeting held at the Church of God of Prophecy Convention Center on Old Harbor Road in the parish.
The stakeholders meeting is to engage the church, the business community, the political directorate to work together to maintain the peace and to come up with workable solutions in building the community, sustaining the peace, and ensuring that the level of lawfulness that now exists in Spanish Town and environs and St. Catherine North is maintained.
Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Corporate Communications Unit, Dahlia Garrick. The enhanced security measures have caused traffic delays and the closing hours for businesses have been revised in Spanish Town, Bogwalk, Linstead and adjoining areas. However, residents have welcomed the efforts to build peace.
Already the indications are positive and I continue to encourage the citizens of the parish to make themselves available to facilitate the work of the police and the military as they do this special operation on our behalf.
Costas Rotolorum of St. Catherine, Reverend Jeffrey McKenzie.
The state of emergency brings some amount of discomfort, brings some amount of inconvenience, but I'm pretty sure that it is for the greater good.
Assistant Commissioner of Police in charge of the Area 5 Division, Albert Nelson. During the security operations, special focus is being placed on bus parks in Spanish Town, Linstead and Bogwalk, as well as the communities served by them. A help desk has also been established at the reception area at the Spanish Town Police Station to assist members of the public whose family members have been detained by the police. The facility was set up to prevent the influx of persons at the Police Academy and Tamarind Farm Prison where detainees are being processed. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner of Police Clifford Blake is commending the security forces for their display of professionalism during the enhanced security measures.
I just want to lift my hat off to the members who have been operating under very difficult and trying circumstances all hours of the night.
Senior Superintendent of Police Bew Rigaby says much of the gang-related crime in the division is driven by extortion. He says working with the security forces to curtail extortion is one of the priority areas of the working group. He says he is optimistic that the collective resources of the group will yield sustainable solutions for crime reduction in the area.
I want us to look also at the various agencies that can come in and give alternatives to these persons. Because whilst we remove that avenue of revenue, there will be the need to replace it with something else. So I am hoping that this committee will be looking towards the various alternatives to the revenue that they would normally have.
Senior Superintendent of Police, Bew Rigaby. The enhanced security measures in the St. Catherine North Division will run until July. All stakeholders have pledged to make the division a safe place to live, work, raise families, and do business. Building the peace is everyone's responsibility. If you have any information that can assist with the peace-building efforts in the St. Catherine North Division, call the JDF tip hotline at 837-8888.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.